Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Surely he died on Calvary. Surely he died on Calvary. Hallelujah. For who? For you and for me. Surely he died on Calvary. For you and for me. Hallelujah. Surely he died for you and for me. Psalms 121. I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will never slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and your going, both now and forevermore. Let's take comfort in knowing that the Lord will watch over you, your comings and your goings, both now and forevermore. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for your word. May the word penetrate in our hearts. May the word set us free. May the word be a healing power right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Just another opportunity to just get together with our sisters and brothers on here with Tri-Anointed Ministries. I am Evangelist Von Dumas, and I thank you, Jesus, for what you are about to do. I thank you for what you're already doing. I thank you for what you've already done. Hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus. This is your season, ladies and gentlemen. This is your season. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. This is your season. What do you need? What are you looking for? You looking for growth in the Lord? This is the time. Hallelujah. And I welcome you here tonight for our 30-day Bible study for new beginners, new believers, old believers. If you believe in the Lord and you want to grow, you want to hear what he has for you and your situation, right now, hallelujah, is your time. Sit back and relax and accept the word of Christ. It's a changing word. It'll make your day a smoother day. Your tomorrow into a new tomorrow. Hallelujah. There's no need of worrying about tomorrow. There's no need of worrying about your past. Because right now in this moment is the only time that you have guaranteed. And before this minute is up, it could be gone. So let's concentrate on the present right now. He's a right now God, and what he is willing to do for you and you and you and your situations right now. The future is not promised to you, so let's not worry about how that is going to go because it's not promised to us. 30-day new believer studies. We're on day 13. Hallelujah. We're talking about a heavenly home, a heavenly home. Hallelujah, 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 Jesus. I just thank you, Lord Jesus, for all that you are. And we just ask right now that you just come on and say what you have to say. Dwell in our spirits and our hearts, dear Father. And we ask you to take full reign over our spirit, over our hearts, over our homes, whatever it is that we need. We ask that you be the provider, dear Father. May I decrease, dear Father. Move me out of the way and just use my body as your vessel, dear Father. Use my mouth as your mouthpiece, dear Father, and speak your word out into your universe, out into the hearts of your people, out into the situations that seem like there is no way out, out into the ones that are hid in caves right now, but looking for a way out. May your word be that light unto their footsteps that lead them toward your righteousness, dear Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for your glimpse into heaven. We thank you for a heavenly home that you have went ahead to prepare for us, and that where you are, that one day we may be also. And that's enough got to shout about. I give you victory and glory. I praise you and worship you in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise your name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. All right, Blog Talk listeners, let's do it. Let's get right into it. Our guest call-in number is 646-652-4916. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. A heavenly home. Have you ever wondered what happens after you die? Have you ever wondered what heaven is like? Well, we're going to take some time to just look and see what the Word says for us, what God has for your ears to penetrate your heart, to set you straight on some things that will lead you into His righteousness. Hallelujah, into His righteousness. That's where our purpose is, into His righteousness. Thank you, Jesus. Well, let's see. In Romans 8:17, it definitely tells us that we are joint heirs with Christ. So the boundless realms of our Father's universe are Christ by perceptive right. So the boundless realms of His Father's universe are Christ's by His perceptive right. Now, as heirs of all things, He is the sole proprietor of the vast creation of God. Okay? Now, He has admitted us to claim the wholeness as ours by virtue of that deed of just joint heirship, which the Lord has ratified with His chosen people. And again, it's the streets are paved with gold. So we said it's golden streets of paradise, the pearly gates, the river of life. This is what's yours, okay? The wonderful bliss. This is all yours, transcendent. Hallelujah. And the unutterable glory, they're blessed by the Lord. So they're ours because God has blessed us with this. It's made over to us for our everlasting possession. For our everlasting possession. Hallelujah. Our everlasting possession. Now, the Bible doesn't give us an abundance of details as to what heaven will be like. But it does give us what we need to know. Hallelujah. It does give us what we need to know. Hallelujah. Now, many people believe in heaven, but what it really is like, they really can't fathom. They say, is it something in the sky, or what will eternity feel like? Actually, heaven is far greater than we can imagine. See, the Bible, again, doesn't tell us exactly what heaven will be like, but it tells us exactly what we need to know. So it gives us a glimpse. It gives us an idea. Heaven is a place where there is no more pain, a place where you'll be never lonely. You'll never grow old. Let's go deeper into it. Heaven is like nothing that we've ever seen, nothing that we've ever experienced here. But best of all, hallelujah, heaven is where Jesus lives. That's the shouting word. Heaven is where Jesus lives. And we'll be there with Him in His presence. Hallelujah. We will be there with Him. He's waiting for the perfect time for us all to be there together. Before Jesus returned to heaven, remember that He promised that He was going to what? Prepare a place for us. He said, in one of His Father's mansions, in one of His Father's mansions. Hallelujah. He said, there's many. He said, I'm going to prepare a place for you. Now, as a believer, your name is in the book of life. That's a fact. Your place will be worshiping God. And you will never grow tired of it. Hallelujah. You will never grow tired of it. Heaven is a sight of relief. It's a warm, huge hug of welcome welcomeness for each and every one of us. Hallelujah. It's our journey from here, the ending of this journey, and stepping into home. It's like on a long trip and you finally make it home. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 5:1-2 tells us that we know that our bodies, the tent we live in here on earth, will be destroyed. These things we know. It says, but when that happens, God will have a house for us, and it will not be a house made by human hands. Instead, it will be a home in heaven that will last forever. Hallelujah. But now, we groan in this tent. We want God to give us our heavenly home. We look forward to our heavenly home. Let's take a look at John 14:1-4. John 14:1-4. New Testament. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. All right. John 14:1-4. It says, do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it was not so, I would not have told you. And I am going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going. Hallelujah. And there is only one way. And that is through Jesus Christ. That is through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Feel safe and secure that he has gone to prepare a place for you, that where he is, you may be also. Hallelujah. Let's take a look at the last book in the New Testament. We're going to Revelation. Hallelujah. And that's going to be chapter 21. And we're going to do verses 1 through 4. Again, we're at Revelation, don't want to lose anyone, chapter 21, verses 1 through 4. It says, then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband. Oh, and I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, now the dwellings of God is with men, and he will live with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. Verse 4, he said, he will wipe every tear from their eye. And there will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain. For the old order of things have what? Passed away. Have passed away. Hallelujah. The old order of things have passed away. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, as we've taken our glimpse into heaven, remember, he's given us what we need to know. After all, how could we possibly fathom all that God has stored up for his saints to enjoy, all that he has stored up for his saints to experience? How could we possibly take all of that in? If we could understand heaven fully now, then it wouldn't be much to look forward to. But don't you look forward to, sisters and brothers, getting to your home, safely arriving home? Oh, I look forward to it. I am enjoying the sightseeing on this journey. I'm enjoying the trips and the stops that I make as I travel. But I look forward to going home. I look forward to resting at my home. I look forward to no more tears and no more pain. I look forward to never being lonely again. I look forward to, Lord, just worshiping my God, worshiping my Father, and seeing a newness about him at every instance, every moment is something new about him that I didn't know before. Oh, I'm just more in love with him moment after moment after moment. And I never get tired of worshiping him. We have things to do. We're just not going to be idle. It said you would never be lonely. You're never going to be bored. You're never going to sit there and say, what is this about? Our minds can't even accept it. We can't even fathom what it is that he has for us to experience, what he has for us to enjoy. Hallelujah. Well, thank you, Lord Jesus, for that. Hallelujah. See, the Lord, the God who is able to do even above and beyond, that's over you as far as you can see and far out as you can see. The God who is able to do even above and beyond what we can even ask. What are you thinking about asking for? It's above and beyond anything you can ask or whatever you can imagine. Ephesians 3:20 tells us, hallelujah, that he can do above and beyond anything that we can ask or imagine. And he will create a new heaven and a new earth that will transcend any feeble attempt by our present earthly imaginations to be able to conceive of what heaven will be like. It's far beyond what any feeble attempt. Hallelujah. We can't try to duplicate heaven. We can make the most beautiful garden here on earth, but this earthly imagination just can't even come close to what God has prepared for you and I. See, the best and the greatest we can think of or ask for, God would do even more than that. In fact, he would do much more. As such, we have much to look forward to. Even though we don't know specifically what all is coming, we can trust in God to know that he is doing more that we can't even begin to understand what all he has for us to enjoy and experience. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What scripture does reveal to us, we should take to heart so that we have hope. See, the Bible says that heaven is paradise. That word, you hear it from time to time, but it's not exactly anything here on earth that we can put together that would represent paradise. Hallelujah. You can buy the finest homes, and they can be on different hidden islands, or you can buy the finest boats or cars, or you can fly around the world. You can travel day and night, and you still won't hit your paradise. But the Bible says that heaven is paradise. And Christ, when speaking to the thief on the cross, remember, the thief who repented, he says that he will be with him when? That very day. And where would he be with him at in that very day? He said, in paradise. Luke 23:43. Read that. He said, you will be with me this day in paradise. Oh, what a promising word, dear Father, that you've given to us. In paradise, we will be with you. If the thief on the cross can be with you, just because he repented and given to you his life and just accepting and trusting in you, thank you, Jesus, for the place that you and I and all the other saints whose name is written in the book of life will be with him in paradise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Paul speaks of being caught up into a third heaven, into the very presence of God. He said, been caught up into a third heaven. And he said, in the third heaven, he says, in the very presence of God. Hallelujah. And he describes it as, again, paradise. Paradise. 2 Corinthians 12:1-4 actually takes us there. Hallelujah. Let's just take a moment and look at that. 2 Corinthians, and that is chapter 12 and verse 1 and 4. Quickly, let's just read that here. in paradise. He said, I must go on boasting. Although there is nothing to be gained, I will go on to visions and revelations from the Lord. I know a man in Christ who 14 years old was caught up to the third heaven, where it was, whether it was in the body or out of body, I do not know, but God knows. And I know that this man, whether in the body or apart from the body, I do not know, but again, God knows, he was caught up to paradise. He heard inexpressible things, things that man is not permitted to tell. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And this is Paul's vision. He said, caught up into the third heaven and right in the presence of God. He said it was things that was, he heard things that, he couldn't even express these things. Hallelujah. It was things that he was, he's not even permitted to tell. Thought up, caught up in the third heaven. As good as the Garden of Eve was, and we sat in some things, you know, wow, what a beautiful place. Everything was there. It was just, oh, what a beautiful place. Heaven will be perfect. It's a perfect paradise. So even compared to the Garden of Eve, it's still nothing. Heaven will be a perfect paradise. We know that there will be no more pain. We read about that there will be no more tears. Once he wipes your tears away, there will be no more tears. There will be no more grief. Take hope. Let's take the Bible verses that he has given us and let's apply them to our life and let's get them deep in our spirit. Let's give ourselves hope because this is what he's given the word to us for, to give us hope in our time of sorrow, to give us hope in our time of pain, to give us hope in our time of tears, in our times of grief. Hallelujah. In our time that our body is giving us ailment, maybe emotional pain. Hallelujah. For the sorrows that we may be going through. Let's take hope in these words, the words of Christ, the living word. Hallelujah. So we know, again, that there will be no more pain. Hallelujah, that we know that he will wipe our tears away. We know that there will be no more grief or sorrow because Christ will wipe again all of our tears away. Revelations 21 and 4, we went through that. All physical ailment will be gone. Emotional pain, we just said, will be gone. And sorrow will be gone. But we will be where? In the presence of Christ himself. Revelations 21 and 3. Hallelujah. Perhaps that is the best part of all of it. Just having the eternal opportunity to be in the very presence of our Savior face to face. Hallelujah. You know, you see people and they get into the presence of their favorite celebrity, singer, actor, the Pope, whoever it may be. It could just be your favorite pastor, your favorite a person that just brings the word to you. Hallelujah. Your favorite apostle, evangelist, teacher. And you get in a presence and you're just like, I didn't know what to say. I was here. They shook my hand. I didn't know what to do. But I'm talking about something more than that. Oh, come and go with me now. Let's get a glimpse into heaven. I'm talking about, hallelujah, having the eternal opportunity to be in the very presence, to be in the very presence of our Savior face to face. And yet there's more. Hallelujah. And yet there is more. Hallelujah for whatchamacallit. I see you in the chat room. God bless you. It's more than just that. In heaven, we will sing praises to God. Revelations 4:11 tells us, we won't be bored or just sitting around because God has much for us to do. Hallelujah. He has much for us to do. God bless you, Sister Thompson. I see see you. God bless you. So we don't have to worry because we won't be bored. In Revelation 4:11 says we will be singing praises to God. He has much for us to do. He has much for us to learn. He has much for us to see and accomplish. We will have responsibilities as we reign with him and serve him. Revelations 22:3-5. See, our souls will be filled with ecstasy as we get to work with Jesus to bring about his wonderful, his glorious and perfect plans in paradise. Oh, God bless you. We will see those who have died in Christ, and we will be reunited. See, we won't go to church per se because we will worship Christ himself, who is our temple. Revelations 21:22 tells us he is our temple. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Whatever it is that you're in right now, whatever pit that it is that you're in right now, whatever it is that's been bringing you down right now, I invite you to come right now and take hope in the Lord's word. Take hope in what he is speaking to you right now. Take hope because there is love right now. Rejoice now for your victory. You're just traveling. You're just traveling right now, sister. I know it's pit holes and it's pots. And I know that every time you try to do right, something comes against you. But take hope in the Lord that where he is, that you may be one day also. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Again, the call-in number, 646-652-4916. Hallelujah. There's still more. You're in the presence of the Lord. There's still more. Our souls is filled. We're worshiping God one-on-one. We're with him. See, there will be transparent streets of gold. Revelations 21:18-21 tells us. And all kinds of precious stones. Hallelujah. You know, right here we run into situations where we have all kind of precious stones or there's different things that man find, but it's only a few that can find these or afford these. Hallelujah. Oh, but God said that that's not what it is. He said that this is our gift, that we'll get to enjoy all kinds of precious stones for the foundations of the walls of the city of the New Jerusalem, of the New Jerusalem. Revelation 21:19-21. Jesus is going to light the world. Jesus will light the world. God will be on his throne. And the tree of life will be there, representing our eternal existence with God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Take some time, sisters and brothers, and just fill your soul with this. Fill your mind with this. Hallelujah. Just fill your life with this. Get yourself under. Get yourself away from the ones who are just bringing you down with more negativity, who won't allow you to get in the word and see that there's a light at the end of your narrowness, at the end of your tough road, at the end of that, the bills just being packed up on you, that there is a light. There is hope. There's more for you than this. Hallelujah. God has his focus on you. He's went to prepare a place for you. Put your name in the sentence and say, God has went to prepare a place for me. Evangelist Vaughn, that where he may is, that I may be also. He said, my father has many mansions. He goes to prepare for you. Hallelujah. He has joy for you. Hallelujah. We're going to worship in his presence. Hallelujah. No more pain. Let's get over this. You can get by it, sister. I'm your prayer partner. The Holy Spirit is inside of you to intervene for you. Stepping in the midst when you feel you can't go on. That's what we're here for one another to do. To step in and be there for you. To pat you on the back to let you know that we can make it on. That we can go farther. We can't get on. We can't give up until we get there. And we sure can't give out. God said, I'll be your strength. Hallelujah. Lean on me. I know your friends have told you that before. I know that they've told you that you can depend on them. Your family has said that I'll be here, and they want to be. Oh, but there are situations, so many in life, that you have to turn to only Christ. Mama can't help you. I dedicated a song to my kids a long time ago when they were small. And it was, if I could, I would move all of your pain out of your way. If I could, I would bear this grief for you if I could. But since I can't, I have to turn you over to Christ. I have to introduce you to one who can do these things. I have to introduce you to a burden bearer. Hallelujah. A heavy load carrier. Your load is going to get hard, whether you want it to or not. On this road, as we travel, your load will get heavy. I need to introduce you now as a baby to the heavy load carrier. Hallelujah. To the one who can mend your broken heart. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The one that will never disappoint you. Hallelujah. To the one who will heal you when the doctor said there's nothing else I can do. I need to introduce you, my children. Hallelujah. He is the one that through those struggles that you just don't come out the same way that you went in. Oh, but a hallelujah. But the Lord said that I'll bring you through. I'll give you some wisdom as you go through this. I'll dust you off and set you back up on your feet. I will carry you into my dimension. Hallelujah. We have to keep ourselves encouraged. David said, when those all around me cannot understand why I'm going through my struggles or what I'm going to do, those all around me is telling you, now, where is your God now? Oh, hallelujah. He said, I have to what? Encourage myself. Oh, come with me, sisters and brothers. Let's get a glimpse into the heaven. Let's get a glimpse into hope for today, for the problems you're going through today. Oh, you don't have to lay down with that on your back tonight. It's no need of you trying to lie or try to connive yourself to get your way through your struggles. Hallelujah. Repent of your sins and let's take up the hope of the Lord. And let's lay this here burden down at his feet. Hallelujah. And let's leave it there. Hallelujah. And come up with his blessing. Come up with his peace. As we prepare our feet with the gospel of peace. He said, I give you peace beyond understanding. You may have lost so many things right now today. Hallelujah. And man said, if I was you, I would give up. And Job's wife said, if I was you, why don't you curse your God and die? Hallelujah. But you can tell him because I have prepared my feet, hallelujah, for the peace, the shoes of peace. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He said, I don't know how I made it through, but I know it was because of God. I know it was because of God. I'm not giving up just because that eviction notice is there. I know, goodness well, I'm waiting on this job, and God has put me there, and I know I'm not really qualified as per se, but God has making a way for me to get to this, and I'm just not going to do. I'm not going to let the enemy just talk me out of it. I'm going to go for it. I'm going to go for it, and I'm going to go for it with boldness, and whatever God leads me, I'm going to follow. And what he puts in my mouth to speak, I'm going to speak it. Hallelujah. And when he calls me to go pray for the sick, I'm going to go without complaining. Hallelujah. And when he blesses me with that new car that I've been praying about, hallelujah, and the sick calls me to for a ride, I'm going to go whether it's out of my way. Remember, it's on God's way. It may be out of your way, but it's on God's way. And hallelujah, and when that child is delivered from that drug or from outside in the world, just doing the world's living, I testify and I tell somebody what God has done for me, how he has answered my prayers on this side. So if he's doing all of that on this side, can you imagine when we get home? Oh, hallelujah, when we get home. Oh, it was a sister used to sing a song, and it was like, don't worry about me. If you hear my home going, don't worry about me, because I'm just another soldier that's gone on home. I'm just traveling here. She said, don't worry about me. I'm just another soldier gone on home. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God is good. He's good always. His word is for you to lift you up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's just look at the book of Michael, because in Revelations, we got a different chapters there. A lot to read in Revelations there, 21 and 22. We gave a lot of different verses. Remember this word. Come back on it. Download it to your MP3. Carry it with you. Be prepared in your heart. So when you need your hope, when your triumph come and reign on you, oh, you got your sword. Hallelujah. Which is the Spirit of God's Word. Hallelujah. He said, meditate on the word night and day. Meditate on the word night and day. Because, sisters and brothers, we don't want to wait until we're in a moment and something's going on and our emotions take over and we forget to run to the word. Or we don't know the word enough to come back and speak it against our situation. But right now is the time that we need to be meditating on the word night and day. Day and night. Hallelujah. It said, even as we take our trip into the glimpse of heaven, hallelujah, it tells us that even the animals will get along, people will get along, and Jesus will be our peace. Jesus will be our peace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, we do, whatchamacallit. I feel you. God bless you. She says that you already have all the skills you need to be anything you want. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are. We are living right now, making our decisions for our eternal home. Hallelujah. We're just travelers. This is not our world. We can't get too comfortable. We can't get too caught up of what we see and what we see people here doing. We have to remember that this is not us. This is not our home. We have another place prepared for us. That even the animals will get along. Hallelujah. People will get along. What? And Jesus will be our peace. It's Micah 5 and 5. Hallelujah. Let's start at 4. It said, he will stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. Who in the majesty of the name of the Lord our God? And they will live securely, for then his greatness will reach to the ends of the earth, and he will be our peace. He will be our peace. Hallelujah for being our peace. Hallelujah for being our peace. Thank you, Lord Jesus. This is possible because there is no longer any curse, which means that there would no longer be any sin. In Revelations 22 and 3, there will no longer be any sin. Finally, we can all say it. Shout firmly, our battle against our flesh will be over. Our battle against our flesh will be over. And we will be able to live in holiness perfectly. There will be no more fear any longer, for Jesus will be our King. Hallelujah. Because it's our flesh. See, our body isn't sitting in the heavens that our flesh is, our spirit is. Our spirit is connecting with the Spirit of God. But our body is still here on earth. Our body functions here on earth. But our spirit dwells in higher realms. It's our soul which holds our mind and our will. It's our soul that struggles with our spirit. Struggles with your spirit. Have you been there? You've been there, sister. You've been there, brother. You're trying to do the right thing. You're going in the right direction, but something over here flashing, your flesh said, I desire. I desire to go back in this cave here. I desire to go back here to hang with this group of people. I desire to go possess and put this in my temple. My flesh starts saying, I need what it is that you're trying to keep me from. Hallelujah. But your spirit is hearing the word of the Lord. So it's a struggle. See, our soul wants to hold on to strongholds. You try to give up smoking, and you think, just when you think you've licked at your flesh, just cries out because it wants to put you in that cave and hold you down. Yes, it wants to hold on to and keep you the strongholds because the spirit is already walking through the weakness and building up on God's strength to get where it needs to go. But the flesh will try to pull you back. You lost 50 pounds, and the flesh says, now, you know, relax. You've already lost 50. Don't worry about anything else. Hallelujah. The flesh, the struggle that goes on. But when we're with God, our battle finally will be over against our flesh. Our battle for our struggles will be over. We'll be able to live with God in perfect holiness. Again, there'll be no more fear. Jesus will be our King. There just isn't any reason why we shouldn't look forward to heaven. There's no reason why we should not look forward to heaven. Hallelujah. So based on God's word, we have to know, ask ourselves, what do we as Christians know about death? And how would you describe heaven now that you have a glimpse into it? And what ways are you preparing for heaven? Hallelujah. What ways are you preparing to go to heaven? There's no reason. We've already discovered there's no reason why you shouldn't look forward to going to heaven. We can rest assured that worshiping God in heaven, in paradise, will not be boring. We said that he will have much for us to do, much for us to see, much for us to discover and be responsible for. Psalm 16:11 says, in your presence is fullness of joy. In your right hand are pleasures forever. Heaven is thus joy maxed out because we'll be in the presence of God, in the presence of Christ, and we will be able to experience the eternal pleasures which he has stored up for us. Eternal pleasures. You know the pleasures that we find and seek here. Hallelujah. They're just temporary pleasures. Just for temporarily pleasures. But the pleasures that we're speaking of in heaven is eternal pleasures. Here they last only but a moment. Hallelujah. We give up some of the most pleasant things. We'll even give up our family sometimes. People sacrifice their family for a few moments of pleasure. Hallelujah. But in heaven, we don't have to worry about that. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus, that we are going to have an eternal pleasure. There is no ending. And this pleasure God himself has stored up for us. Oh, we will be forever with God, which in and of itself is so wonderful because it is beyond our ability to fully comprehend. We can't fully comprehend. We can put our own thoughts behind it, and we can get so deep into what it is that we think that the truth is. But until we get into the Word, and everything that we live by should be on the Word. And if it's some part of the Word that you're having problems with, ask our Father to what reveal it to you, like no one else can. Don't confuse yourself. Don't start going on your own understanding. Said, my people perish for lack of understanding. So because you may not understand something, and then it's easily for you to just put your own twist on it. But ask God himself to reveal to you what it is that you're struggling with, what it is that your flesh is allowing to stand up and struggle against your spirit with. You need that clarification today. That clarification is going to be the thing that gets you and keeps you up in the midst of when you hear the worst news of your life. It's going to be the thing that carries you on and separates you from living and giving up. When the doctors may give you bad news. When the loved one that said that they would never leave you leaves you. When the position that you've worked so hard to get and been there so long is knocked right out from under you. Right out from under you. That is the word that's going to be the word that's going to carry you to the next level. Where you're at right now, it's a place for you to lead yourself into a deeper relationship with God, so that you too may be able to enjoy all of the paradise that is prepared just for you. Just for you. Remember, heaven is just its joy just maxed out. Can you imagine? Your mind can't wrap around the pleasure. It can't wrap around the enjoyment. It can't wrap around the paradise. It can't wrap around just being in the presence of God. Oh my God, just being with God forever, which in and of itself is so wonderful that it just makes it beyond our ability to fully comprehend. See, it just can't get any better than heaven. I don't care the high that you feel right now. Remember, that's a temporary high. That temporary high is only going to last for just so long. Hallelujah. You said, but I can get high, and my high would last me for 3 days. I can stay high 3 days. That's said temporarily. Let me tell you, my sisters and brothers. Let me tell you, he's trying to give you an eternal high. Hallelujah. Living in his presence, a high like the flesh has never experienced. That's why it stays here. But your spirit lives eternally. Eternally. This is pleasure for eternal. Eternal pleasure. Wear it in your hands. Just look it out. Is it worth it? Is it worth it? What if God come to catch me right now in the midst of my 2-minute pleasure? In the midst of my 2-minute high? Will it destroy my opportunity for an eternal pleasure? What if my family right now see the things that I'm doing right now? What if I lost my whole family because of my decision for this momentarily pleasure? I remind you, sisters and brothers, it just can't get any better than heaven. So let's just enjoy imagining as we wait for somebody beyond and so much better than what our imagination can conceive. Because one day very soon, sisters and brothers, oh, I say it again, one day very soon, we will see our Savior's face. We will see our Savior face to face. We will see our Savior face to face. And our joy will be beyond complete. Hallelujah. Our joy will be beyond complete. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know what it is. Now that you've taken a glimpse, now that you've taken a glimpse into what God has for you, and remember, this is just parts of it that we can just take our earthly mind. Remember, the Bible doesn't tell us all of the things about heaven. He just tells us enough that we need to know. He just tells us enough that our hope that we need to grasp onto. He tells us enough to get us through our situations. He tells us enough to get us where we need to be. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Have you ever went outside it? And I know sometimes in the city it may be hard to see the stars. But just getting another glimpse into heaven. One writer said, as he looked outside and see in the sky all of the many stars that cover the sky, and he just felt his majesty, the Lord's majesty just surrounding him. His spirit just got caught up. And he said symbols of crowns he could see, symbols of thrones, crystal seas, the stars was found. And those same symbols you can find in every page of the scriptures. Symbols of crowns and thrones, crystal seas, stars. They're virtually found on every page of the scriptures. And to some, everyone doesn't see it, to some, some symbolism can be off-putting. But I'm here to tell you, sisters and brothers, we will shine like those stars. We will shine like those stars. Have you ever stood in the night wind and looked up at the blanket of stars? The blazing brightness of the heavens so captures you that words can hardly express the ache in your heart. I know I lived in Tennessee, and I could go out on my back porch, and at nighttime it would just be so many stars, just a blanket of stars. And it would just capture my heart. See, here's the thing. The glory of the stars that captivates you, you will one day, they will be yours. I'm going to say it again. The glory of the stars that captivates you will one day be yours. The ecstasy that enraptures your heart at the sight of a night ablaze with the twinkling lights, you will one day enter into that same ecstasy. One day you will put on glory like that, and it'll be yours forever and forever. One day you will put on the glory, and it will be yours forever and forever. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for your glory. We thank you for your glimpse into your wonderful heavens. Oh, we understand, dear Father, that it is no part of us is equipped to even understand all that you have prepared for us. We understand that where that you are, that Jesus Christ himself went ahead to prepare a place in one of his Father's mansions for us. He said it has many rooms, and that where Jesus is, we himself, ourselves, have a right to be there. We, the children of God, whose names is in the book of life, too will dwell in those rooms, in the mansions. Too will dwell and enjoy the beauty. Too can captivate and enjoy the glory of the stars and all creation, and that we have work to do, and that we will rejoice. We will learn and discover many things. Hallelujah. That we will reunite with loved ones. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your creations, for your being. Thank you for us. And we thank you for making a way for us. And we thank you for not leaving us here by ourselves, but just instilling with us the Holy Spirit. As our Holy Spirit intercedes with your spirit. We thank you, dear Father, for leaving your sword with us as we fight on this battleground. And the sword is your word. And I thank you, Jesus, because your word teaches us that we are not just to believe some of your word. But if we believe the word, we need to believe it from the beginning to the end. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, that we can come to you not just in our misunderstanding, but with our understanding, and that we never get too high, that we do not grow in you. And what we don't understand, that we don't take it on ourselves to mix our version into your word, but that we ask to you to reveal the situations to us. We ask you, dear Father, to reveal to us the things that you're wanting us to say. Hallelujah. That you're wanting us to hear, the things that you're wanting us to see. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for the power and the ability to come to you. Oh, we thank you, Lord Jesus, that the problems that we have, we can build up hope. Oh, hallelujah, because your word said that you would set us free and that you want us to be whole. So we dwell and feed on your word. You said, taste and see that the Lord is good. Your word is good. The more we eat, the more we understand. In the time of our troubles, in the times of our trials and tribulations, oh, dear Father, we can rest and abide because we know that your word is still ruling through our situation. Ruling when the doctor said that there is no answer, it's still ruling. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. They're still ruling when they said we give you the death sentence, but your word is still ruling. We thank you that your word goes beyond and behind prison bars right now. Hallelujah. Someone is being abused, dear Father, but the word is still there for them. And the word that they have trapped inside of them, that's all that they're relying on right now. And that's their hope. That's their joy. That's their strength right now. Thank you for holding them and carrying them. Thank you for allowing the Holy Spirit to intercede right now for them. Oh, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for our sisters and brothers that just decided tonight that tonight is the night that they're going to release and step away from the struggle. And they're going to decide the Spirit is going to win this battle over our flesh. Hallelujah. And they're going to come from hiding behind doors, hiding in caves. And they're ready to let go of some strongholds that have been holding them down. Generations and generations and generations. Oh, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for their freeness. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that your word sets them free. Oh, I thank you, Lord Jesus, that the struggle, dear Father, is now we can give it to you. We praise you and we lift you up on high. We give you glory and praise. We ask this word that it penetrate and make a difference in our life. As we go to and fro on our word, on our road, may we take the word in our heart. We love you, dear Father. We praise you. In the mighty name of Yeshua, who is able to do everything but fail. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hi, amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your word. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Sister, if this is your day, if this is the day that you have decided that you are not going to let the struggles of your flesh to rule and abide in your life any longer, I would love to hear of your decision to follow Christ. I would love to hear of your decision that you're going to stand firm, that whatever the stronghold that has its arms wrapped around you, that you're going to release it not by your might, not by your strength, not by the flesh, because the flesh will lead you into the wrong direction each time. Your flesh will call you into desperate modes. You will be asleep at night, and your flesh will touch and wake you up and say, I need this now. Your flesh will have you running to fulfill what it is that it needs. But you can tell your flesh right now, I'm not going to struggle with you tonight. Hallelujah. I'm not going to struggle with you today. Spirit will overwhelm flesh every time. I decided that my spirit is going to take control now of my life. And I'm going to live by the spirit, not by the flesh. Hallelujah. Now, it may not be easy. Your flesh is going to cry out. Your flesh is used to having its way. But even remember, the spirit is God's way. And God said, this battle is mine. It's not yours. God said, I will fight your battle. He said, if you take one step, I will take two. He said, if you bring it to me, you can leave it with me. Hallelujah. You can leave it right here with me. God, this is my area that I'm weak in. God, this is my area that I need strength in. God, this is what's wrecking me right now. This is what's destroying me right now. And I want to leave it right here with you. I want to leave it right here with you. Hallelujah. Sisters, you can do that. Brothers, you have the authority by Jesus to do that. Hallelujah. You have a heavenly home. And remember, the decisions you make here today affects in all ways your heavenly home. So the enemy does not want you to reach your blissfulness. All of the glory that we spoke about tonight. The spirit doesn't want you to see that. Doesn't want you to reach that. He wants to block you from that. And he wants to not take you into the third heaven where you can be, where in the presence of God. But he wants you to lean and depend on flesh, because he come to kill, to steal, and destroy. So the next time you're getting ready to inject yourself with that needle, remember, talk to yourself. Tell yourself, I am subjecting myself to damnation, for eternal damnation. I am giving Satan the right to kill, steal, and destroy from me. And that doesn't just stop with you, because when he steals from you, he's stealing from your loved ones. He's stealing from your kids, their future. He's stealing their opportunity for hope. You say, but it's just my life. Let me just destroy myself if I want to. You affect someone else. Your life affects someone else. People are watching the way you live your life. People are watching you. You say with one breath that you love the Lord, and then you're doing all kind of other things. People are watching you. God may cause you to be a witness to somebody, but when they come to hear from you, what can they look at you and say? Or can they look at you and say, that's what I used to do? I'm a new creature in Christ. That is no longer I. I can tell now of my mess. You don't have to tell of the mess I was in. I can tell you right now, I can use my mess because it's now a message about my testimony. I came through those things. I don't have a need or a reason to be against or ashamed. Hallelujah. All greetings are word for you. God bless you. God bless you. This is your opportunity, sisters and brothers. Feel free to call in. A number that number again is 646-652-4916. I remind everyone, do you know Jesus? Not your mother knew Jesus. Not that I grew up going to church all the time. Not that I'm a PK, a preacher's kid, and yet my father was a preacher. Mine too. I'm a PK also. But it didn't, none of that. None of that gave me a relationship with Christ. None of that gave me a relationship with Christ. I myself had to decide that I'm going to trust God for myself, that I'm going to call God on my own, that I don't have to reach out for mama to call on God for me. I can ask mama to pray with me. But when I'm in the midst of something, I don't have to reach and call mama and tell her, I need you to pray for me. You can pray with me because I have a relationship that I can pray to God myself. The glimpse into heaven that we took tonight is for you, but it's your decision to get there. So do you know Jesus? And if you don't, it's okay. This is your opportunity now. If you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord, see, this, he's Evangelist Vaughn's personal Lord. If you don't know him as your personal Savior, oh, I'd like to take this opportunity to introduce you to the greatest friend you'll ever need. As you say these words, if you believe them in your heart, you will be born again. Romans 10:9-10. I remind you of that scripture because someone's going to bring it back to you of what you used to do. But remember, Romans 10:9-10 says, if you believe him in your heart and you repeat, you will be born again. Let's repeat the words. Jesus, come into my life. Forgive me of all my sins. I ask you to cleanse my heart and make me a new person in you right now. Oh, precious Lord, I believe that you are the Son of God and that you died on the cross just for me. Oh, Jesus, I want to thank you for loving me enough to die for me. I want to thank you, and I accept all that your shed blood bought for me on the cross. Oh, when I receive you as my Savior, I receive you as my Lord, and in your name I pray. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. It's just that simple, sisters and brothers. It's just that simple. If you have just prayed this prayer, oh, I shout hallelujah, hallelujah, congratulations to you. Congratulations. You may have been congratulated for doing a lot of things on this journey. Education, having a birth, getting married, getting a job, but congratulations. This is the most high congratulatory greetings you can ever receive because you're a new creature in Christ right now. And it's 2 Corinthians 5:17. And remember, that's in the New Testament. 2 Corinthians 5:17 tells us, it says now, you who have just prayed this prayer is talking to you. Put your name in it. It says that all things have passed away. They passed away. They're gone. They're dead. But behold, oh, hallelujah, behold, all things are brand new. You are a brand new creature in Christ. Friends, you have a whole new life with Jesus to look forward to, starting right now. Your slate is clean before God. Your spirit has been reborn because of Christ's great sacrifice, because of Christ's great love for you. That place that he talks about that he has went ahead of us to prepare, that where he is, that you may be there also. Your name is now written in the book of life, and you may be there also. I encourage you to get in a Bible teaching church. I would love to honor, and I tell you all the time, I love all of the floods. When you flood me with emails or calls, it rejoices me. If you're needing to find a church home in your city, your state, I'd be more than happy to go in prayer with you. Let's pray. Let's get on the internet. Let's see where it is that God has for you to be. Because your relationship, remember, is a personal relationship. So it may not be where you would want to be, or where your mother went to church, or where your father dwells at. But you need your brook. You need where you're needing to be set and put. So if it's anything, if you need a Bible, hallelujah, I would love to be in the Word with you. Send out Bibles. I pay for the postage. All I need is your information. You can reach me at walkwithmegod@aol.com. You can leave a message here at the Blog Talk Radio. www.blogtalkradio.com/evangelistvonDumas. Hallelujah. God bless you, Sister Luanda. God bless you. God bless you and your ministry. God bless you. Whatever it is that you need, it's someone there for you. It's someone there for you. Hallelujah. And start seeing what God has for you. Just don't sit down now that you've taken up and you decided to follow the Lord. Oh, he has a great, wonderful life for you to look forward to. He has many wonderful things. He is in your corner. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. Hallelujah. We invite you to join us. Join us anytime. Remember, this is the 30-day New Believers Bible Study. You don't have to be a new believer. Just believe that you want to grow. Believe that you want to know more. We will be on day 14 of the Creator. The Creator, day 14. Have you ever wondered if the story of creation is true? Have you ever wondered why God bothered to create you? We're going to touch on that. Hallelujah. And again, we invite you to call in. Get involved in the Bible study. 646-652-4916. Hallelujah. We also invite you to partake any time that you're in need of prayer. Women in power, men in power, teen in power. It's a line, international line, for you to call if someone is there to pray with you. Hallelujah. For women in power, you can dial 218-339-4300. The access code is going to be 360-777-POUND. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. Anything that we can do to help you, let us know. But remember, there's going to be trials and tribulations to try to stop you, to try to block your way to keep you from getting into the heaven that we've read about tonight. But there is no weapon that's formed against you that shall prosper. Again, tell your situation. See, even that cannot stand against you and keep you away from God. Hallelujah. He is the living God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. God bless you until we meet again. Listen to the word, put it in your spirit, and believe it. Receive it, and it is yours. This is Evangelist Von Dumas. Again, you can reach me at 210-264-5287. Or walk with me, God, at AOL.com. We love you. Good night.
The Lord will lift up a standard against him, and he won't prosper, no, 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 no. It won't work. Say no. If I could get somebody to stand with me tonight and declare that no weapon formed against me is going to prosper. No weapon formed against your home. No weapon formed against your children. Say, it won't work. No.
Yeah.
at you. Sister, how many of them gonna prosper? Say, how many of them gonna get you? Yeah. If you lose your job, say, and you don't know how you're gonna pay your bills, say, Lord, you never let me down before. I know it looks tight right now, but I trust you.
Right.
If sickness takes your body,
yes.
And lays you out on your bed of affliction,
You know, you should tell yourself that every morning. Hallelujah. Spirit talking to flesh.
Now praise the Lord like you're crazy.
And then just praise the Lord like you're crazy.
Let me
tell
you
what. In the noonday, just stop and
tell yourself. You're clapping your hands and the devil is wreaking havoc in your home. This confuses the enemy. That's because you're not praising him. Because what's going on? You praise him because you know the outcome is you win. You win. Because your heavenly Father is getting ready to jump up in this.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Just remind yourself that, sisters. Get up, brothers. Get up from where you are. Get up. Remind yourself. Before I start this day, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Whatever it is, there just ain't one. Whatever, however many he has lined up for me today, my flesh can cry and whatever it is, but my spirit will rule today. I'm living in the spirit today. In Jesus' name, walk in the word and living in the spirit. Have a good night.